If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue this season of Easter, as we not only celebrate the Annunciation, but we also enter the second week of this seven-week season, celebrating your resurrection and celebrating the truths that come from everything you have done for us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is an interesting day because today is the Feast of the Annunciation. And the first thing you might say to me is, hey, Father, no, you're wrong, because the Feast of the Annunciation is always the 25th day of March. And it's the 25th day of March because it's exactly 9 months before Christmas. So how is it on the 8th of April? You got to change your calendar. You're completely wrong. Well, that's true. It is the 25th day of March, but this year it is the 8th of April, which coincidentally is the same day of the eclipse. What do you call that thing? Oh, yeah, an eclipse. So it's the exact same day as the eclipse. Well, why is it on this day, not on the 25th? Well, simple. The 25th was on a Sunday. And then obviously you'd say, well, when it falls on a Sunday, then you can celebrate it on a Monday. But Monday was Holy Week. And they say, well, then celebrate on the next Monday. Well, the next Monday was the octave of Easter. So here it is on the 8th of April. So it's a fascinating reality that plays itself out liturgically. But you're right. You're right. It's always, except for when it's situations like this, it's always on March 25th, because March 25th is exactly 9 months prior to Christmas. So it's a powerful day, and it is the Annunciation. So what does that mean? The Annunciation is the day that we recognize that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and asked her to bear a child who would be named Jesus, also known as God with us. So it's a powerful moment. Now, remember, we've discussed this before. And if you haven't listened to the program before, you didn't know about it, or you're just new to it, or whatever the case may be, then you know that I always point out that Jesus and Mary are the reverse of Adam and Eve. And we can find reverse parallels in the story of Jesus and Mary and the story of Adam and Eve. Now, I know there are people who are listening to this program who are not Catholic. They may be evangelicals, and they don't agree with some of our teachings as Catholics, which, you know, obviously if they did, they'd be Catholic. So we'll leave it at that. But these are all biblical statements here where we're looking at. We see everything in the Annunciation is biblical. It comes to us not only from Luke, but remember, that's the passage in Luke. It was from Luke. I don't know if it was this passage that was quoted by Linus, was it, in Charlie Brown's Christmas? Do you remember that? Yeah. So this is all from Luke. And so we look at this powerful statement where Mary is approached by the angel Gabriel. And notice something else. It's really important. Mary is approached by the angel Gabriel. She doesn't ask for him to come. That's significant. Why? Eve is approached by the devil, and unsolicited, as the saying goes. So he approaches her and says, hey, you know. Eve is approached by the devil, and she agrees to the devil's temptation and then passes it on to Adam. In the same way, we see Mary is approached by the angel Gabriel. Again, she's not asking for him to come. She just is there, and the angel Gabriel comes. So it's a reversal. And in doing so, the angel Gabriel asks her and encourages her to say yes, tells her who she is, to say yes, she does. And through Mary saying yes to the angel Gabriel, Jesus comes to free us from our sins, and Jesus is the reverse of Adam. So we see these very powerful things going on, and we see this reversal. And so it's a really important thing. The Annunciation is essential. So what happens is, of course, the angel Gabriel says to her that she will bear a son, and he will be named, and there's different versions of it, but Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And we do understand, since the time Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came with us, that God is with us. We see that. And realize that if you really want to understand this, I mean, you know, I can be like that scientist that's all excited about, you know, discovering something can be like that. But if you really understand how powerful this is, I mean, this really gives us some powerful reality, and our world changes because of this moment. Because you understand that our world is not the same because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. But you wouldn't have the death and resurrection of Jesus if you didn't have Mary saying yes to the angel Gabriel. So this is a really powerful moment. And so we look at that and we see this powerful reality where Mary says, yes, yes, be it done unto me according to his will. Be it done unto me according to, you know, this is what Mary says, that ultimate yes. And that yes is a reversal of, obviously, the devil saying to Eve, you will be like gods. Now, I mentioned this on Easter Sunday and on the Easter weekend. I mentioned it at Good Friday, and I mentioned it for the whole weekend. There's a powerful quote from Cardinal Sarah. And he says that God's invitation to us is that we will become like gods. And someone says, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Isn't that the first temptation? He says, yes, it is. So what's the difference? This is key. This is really key. The devil tempts Eve. And in tempting Eve, she says yes, but what's the temptation? You will be like gods. Well, what's the difference? And the devil will lead her to grab that from God. That's what he's trying to do. You will be like gods. Don't wait for the Lord to give you that opportunity. Don't wait for the Lord to make you like gods. Take it for yourself. And here's the problem. When you take it for yourself, you aren't able to know what the Lord is giving you. It's kind of like, I mean, it happens to us all the time. All us guys do that all the time. You get something and you don't read the directions. You just go ahead and try to put it together or whatever the case may be. Yeah, I mean, this is it. This is, you take it for yourself and you will run with it and make an absolute disaster of it. Whereas Cardinal Sarah points out is what we're called to do is accept it from the Lord. And in doing so, he guides us to be what he wants us to be. There's this powerful line in James where St. James says, right now we see as in a mirror, but then we will see face to face. And that's him bringing up that powerful message that we will be able to see God face to face. And why we'll be able to see God face to face? Because we will be like him. There's a powerful message that St. Paul says. He tells us, remember, this is in 2 Corinthians, remember, you will judge nations because the Lord is calling us to be like gods. The big difference between the temptation, you will be like gods, or the Lord calling us is the Lord gives us and leads us, whereas the other one, we take it for ourselves. And what happens when we take it for ourselves? Then we choose to be gods on our own terms. And when you choose to be gods on your own terms, you will create disaster every time. Classic example, but you can't go any further than just looking around the world today and say, wow, boy, doesn't that make sense? I mean, again, we're in a situation where, I mean, I saw a map the other day. Now, this isn't to scare anybody, but I saw a map the other day which talked about, places that could be struck by a nuclear missile. Not saying any of that's going to happen, and we're not going to worry about that. But do you understand that that kind of idea, that someone would draw a map like that because it, you know, they're trying to say because we have nuclear missiles now and stuff like that, and people talk, blah, blah, blah. Do you understand that all of that would have been impossible if original sin did not exist? And it's very powerful, it's very real, that if original sin did not exist, all of that would have been impossible. But because original sin exists, we live in a world where people are actually saying, yeah, you know, we could use one of our nuclear weapons if you want. That'll do the trick. You know, what an incredibly stupid statement, you know, if you really think about it. And that's so real today, because of original sin, and the Lord, understanding us, sent his angel to get Mary, to invite Mary to say yes, so that he could send his son to save us. And in sending his son to save us, we become free from original sin. We make the choice, but still others can reject God and they can walk down these very silly but destructive paths. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.